as he did the last game. They are now 15-4 after the pretty good stomping they put on us in the first game. Rex Leverett's first pitch down in the bottom of the zone with a called strike. Okay, no balls, two strikes to Felix Francis. Game two here at Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett, that one's a little bit high. One ball, two strikes to Felix Francis, leading it off for the Raiders. Game two. Indians lost 15-0 in the first game. That one's fouled back. Count remains, ball and two strikes. Rex comes to the plate again. That one's foul, just a little bit foul down the third baseline. A little bit of a screamer down there and just out of Caden Grizzy's reach, but it was a foot foul. Count stays, a ball, two strikes. Rex Leverett comes to the plate again. That one is a little inside, two balls. Nope, maybe they hit him. I didn't see exactly what the umpire was signaling there. He just now showed that he got brushed on the forearm. So that's a hit by the pitch. First man on for Felix Francis here in the top of the first. Game two. Braylon Cordonnier, the shortstop, batting left-handed, just as he did in the first game. That one's lifted high. Riggs Toby goes back to the screen and has it right at the netting. So that's one away. Riggs Toby back in at the catcher's position after Mason Diller spelled him in the first game. Monin, a throw over to first. Monin at the plate, throw over to first by Rex Leverett. Just about got Francis before he got back under the tag. Rex Leverett looking in. Runner going to second. And that was a great play, a great throw. And Alex Garkey went up in the air and caught it and swiped down to the runner as just before he got to the bag, and they throw him out at second base. So that's two outs, two up, two down the hard way. And now Monin fouls one off. I believe it's a ball and a strike now. And he'll have Hayden Quinter on deck behind him. Monin, the second baseman. That's really high. Two balls and a strike. So Felix Francis. Felix Francis started off the game. He got brushed by a pitch on the third or fourth pitch. Leverett comes to the plate. Hard shot over to Alex Deuce at short. Flips over to first in time, and we played a half an inning. It is the Raiders 0, Indians coming to bat. Back right after this.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some leftover for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
We're back here at the battleground, the stockade, where the Indians will come to the bat for the first time this game. Game number two here. It'll be Reese Wendell, as always, starting it off. And then it'll be Troy Homan up in the second spot now. Caden Homan batting third, and Caden Grizzy batting fourth. So we move the batting order around a little bit, and we'll see how this will go here. So it will be Maddox Gubo, sophomore, pitching for the Rushi Raiders. First pitch. Oh, no, the second pitch. Missed the first one. A ball and a strike. Reese Wendell at the plate. That's strike down in the bottom of the zone at the knees. One ball, two strikes. Reese Wendell ready at the plate. Gubo, left-hander. And that is a called strike on a curveball that slices in there. And he is looking at that. And that'll be one up, one down. So Reese Wendell with a very rare strike up. Troy Homan, center fielder. Caden Homan, the designated hitter, on deck. Troy Homan at the plate. That was way inside. Troy ducked, and it hit his bat and rolls over to the dugout. So it's a very strange no balls, one strike. That one's way low outside. A ball and a strike. Gubo comes to the plate again. That one's a called strike. Finally gets one in the strike zone. Troy's ready. Gubo. Troy lifts this one foul third baseline. A little bit foul, and the third baseman strolls over and grabs it for out number two. That'll bring Caden Homan to the plate.
Number 10, Caden Homan.
Left-handed pitching, Gubo, sophomore, on the mound for the Raiders. First pitch, called strike. Caden Grizzy on deck. That's a little foul at the plate. Caden Homan has had a really nice spring. Put the bat on the ball a lot. Didn't get as many hits as he probably should have, but he's been putting the bat on the ball, and he doesn't get cheated. That one's way up out of the zone. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Gubo. That one's high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Caden Homan back in. That one's high and outside. Runs the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Caden Homan at the plate. And he puts one hard shot past the third baseman, past the shortstop into left field. Two-out single for Caden Homan. Puts the bat on the ball again. And he stands at first base. Caden Grizzy will come to the plate with two outs. Alex Garkey on deck.
Now batting number six.
Caden Grizzy has been good with the bat this spring also. See if we can move Caden Homan around and get him in. Score a run here. There's a little foul bouncer down the third baseline. No balls and a strike to Caden Grizzy. Alex Garkey on deck. Two outs, runner at first. That one gets away from the catcher, but keeps it out in front of him. Caden Homan strolls back to first base. One ball, one strike. Grizzy back in. Gubo gets his sign. He'll come to the plate. That's a called strike. Pretty nice pitch right there. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at first base. There's a hard hit ball into right field. Goes opposite way, and that moves Homan to second. Greasy at first with a single. Runners at first and second, and Alex Garkey, the second baseman. He'll come to the plate. Gavin Fowler on deck. Caden Homan at second, Caden Grizzy at first, Alex Garkey at the plate. Two outs, and the catcher is going to come up and talk with the pitcher, get some things straight. Zeb Schulte, the catcher here in game two. Garkey steps back in. Kevin Fowler on deck. Two outs, two on for the Indians. Bottom of the first inning. That one's a little inside. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed and pitching Maddox. Looks in. Fouled back to the screen. Evens count, a ball and a strike. Indians with a couple of nice base hits. Little two-out rally going. See if we can get some runs out of this here in the first inning. Garkey, 1-1 count. He lifts it just right straight to the second baseman. Easy play for him. So Indians leave a couple on. We played an inning. We have no score.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Back here at the Stockade, where we're in the top of the second inning, no score, and the Rushi Raiders bring 4, 5, and 6 to the plate. Hayden Quinter on the second pitch flies one out to center field. Troy Holman with it. One out.
Now batting number 7.
Jude Counts, first pitcher, or the pitcher in the first game, and he had a no-hitter going into the fifth. And Alex Garkey ruined that with a leadoff base hit, but he still won the game 15-0 shutout. And the first pitch is a ball, a little off the plate. Jude Counts. That's a slow roller to third base. Grizzy comes up with it, fires a bullet over to first base, gets him in plenty of time. So two up, two down for the Rushi Raiders here in the second inning. That'll bring Zeb Schulte to the plate. Adam Haney on deck.
Zeb Schulte.
First pitch to the catcher, Schulte, called strike. No balls and a strike. Adam Haney on deck. He's the left fielder. That one's way high. A ball and a strike. Rex Leverett on the mound for the Indians here in game two. Rex will come to the plate, just a little outside, two balls and a strike. Two outs, nobody on for the Raiders here in top of inning number two. That one's a little low, three balls and a strike. Zeb Schulte, the catcher. Junior batting left-handed. Haney on deck. That one's a shot over the second baseman's head. So a two-out single for Schulte for the Raiders. That'll bring Adam Haney to the plate.
Number 20, Adam Haney.
Two outs, runner at first. Micah Griesup on deck. Rex Leverett glances over at Schulte at first. Schulte. And that's a strike. Right at the letters. The ball's in a strike. Two outs. One runner on for the Raiders here. Inning number two. That one's a hit over to Alex Dews. He'll flip to second for the force. And that is out number three. So we played an inning and a half. We have no score. Back right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service. Radio Shack Electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery, where our Indians are taking on the Rushi Raiders. We're batting for the second time in this scoreless game. Kevin Fowler, Riggs Toby, Rex Leverett, and Alex Dews. 6, 7, 8, and 9 for the Indians. Gavin Fowler, first baseman as always, fouls first one over the first base dugout and out into the driveway there. The ball is in a strike. Maddox Gubo, the left-hander for the Rushi Raiders. Slow curve. That one drops in there for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Gavin steps back in. He's ready. Gubo's ready. That one's down low. A ball, two strikes to our leadoff batter here in the second inning, Gavin Fowler. Riggs Toby on deck. Back in the game after a rest for the first game. He fouls that one off to the right, off to the screen. Ball, two strikes. Gavin's ready. Kubo's ready. And he reaches out, puts that one into center field. Center fielder comes in, has time to get under it. And it's one up, one down for our Indians. Gavin put the bat on the ball, but it was got a little too much under it. Had plenty of time for that center fielder to come in and grab it. So now we go to Riggs Toby, who was spelled in the first game at the catcher's position by Mason Diller, who did a very good job. One out, base is empty. Riggs takes the first pitch low and inside. Rex Leverett, the pitcher, on deck for our Indians. No score, inning number two, game two. First game was, let's just say, not pretty for our Indians. We came in second in that game. That one's lifted. Foul, it does go out of play. First baseman was over there in a hurry. If he hadn't run out of room, he probably would have had that. So count as two balls and a strike to Riggs Toby. Rex Leverett on deck, one out, bases are clear. Riggs ready at the plate. That one's, ooh, we call that a strike. I thought that was low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. I didn't see that one curve across. 2-2 pitch to Riggs. That slow curve got him. That's a strikeout swinging. And that's two outs.
Now batting.
That'll bring Rex Leverett, the pitcher, to the plate, followed by Alex Dews. Pitcher facing pitcher. That one's lifted high at the edge of the infield and just a foot or two into foul or into the outfield, excuse me, the shortstop catches that one. That's out number three. Indians go 1-2-3 in the second inning. We've played 2-0-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at the battleground.
Leading off for Rushi.
Indians and the Rushi Raiders tied at zero going to the top of the third inning. Micah Greasup, the right fielder, is going to lead it off. 8-9-1 for the Raiders here in the third inning. Rex Leverett on the mound for the Indians. Called strike for the first pitch. Beautiful pitch for Rexy. The ball's and a strike. First batter here in the top of the third inning for the Raiders. 0-0 tie. Slow curve, sway out in front of it with the swing. No balls, two strikes. Rex where he wants to be. Grease it back in the box. And that one's fouled down the third base line toward the dugout. The Coach Flippo grabs it. Count remains. No balls, two strikes to Greasup. That one looked pretty good, but it's a little outside. One ball, two strikes. Maddox Gubo, the pitcher, on deck. That one's hard hit ball. Played well by Alex Deuce at short. Over to first. In time. Bang, bang, play. Alex went deep in the hole to get that one, and a great throw over to Gavin Fowler, who made a nice stretch and beats him by just a half a step. So one up, one down for the Raiders here in inning number three, and it'll bring the pitcher, Maddox Gubo, to the plate. He throws left-handed. He's batting right-handed. First pitch, a little outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. That one's lifted down the left field line. Foul. Looked like it might stay fair, but by the time it hit the ground, it was almost up against the out-of-play fence. So about 10 feet foul. One ball, one strike. And a swing and a miss on that slow curve. One ball, two strikes now for the pitcher for the Raiders. And Felix Francis on deck. That one's lifted into left field. Sun is now a factor. And Reese Wendell has it. Fought off the sun. And it's two outs now.
Felix Francis.
So we go back to the top of the order for the Raiders. It'll be Felix Francis, their center fielder. And he'll step in. Braylon Cordonnier on deck. That's a bunt. And it'll roll down the third base line, and it eventually rolls foul. Caden Grizzy could have grabbed it, but he could not have in fair territory, but he could not have gotten the runner, so he just let it roll a little bit, and it did go foul, and he grabbed it quickly. So no balls and a strike. Nice try there by Francis. That would have been a base hit if it stayed fair. Inside-out swing. Alex Deuce in front of second base over to first. In time, 1-2-3 for our Indians defense here in the top half of inning number three. We go to the bottom of the third. This game going quickly. 0-0. Indians coming to bat.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. but Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsight Streets.
At Boomer Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back. Game two with the Rushi Raiders. We're in the bottom of the third. No score for either team. Alex Dews leading it off. That one is low and inside. That will even the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Alex Dews, the number 9 batter in the order for the game two. And Reese Wendell, number 1 batter, top leadoff man for the Indians on deck. Alex Dews lifts one high into center field. That should be another one very similar to Rex Leverett's that just got under it too much and gave the center fielder plenty of time to get under it. One up, one down for our Indians.
Number 99, Reese Wendell.
Left fielder Reese Wendell comes to the plate. Struck out looking the first time. He's been putting the bat on the ball all spring and looking for to keep that going here. First pitch a little outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. That one's way high, way over the catcher's glove. Two balls, no strikes. Lefty Maddox Gubo on the mound for the Raiders here in the game two today. And he lifts that one. Oh, just hard shot. Looked like it was going to get over the second baseman. He goes up and grabs it. So a line drive for Reese Wendell ends up in an out. That'll bring Troy Homan to the plate, center fielder senior for the Indians. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Indians batting, tied at zero with the Rushi Raiders. That one's a called strike. Troy, as always, batting left-handed. Gubo's next pitch drops down out of the zone. One ball, one strike. Troy Homan with a clean uniform today. He did not have that yesterday when the bus pulled out of the place at Anna. That kind of rained out, and while everybody was waiting for it to calm down a little bit, he just ran out and slid in the mud. Came up a little bit on the dirty side. That one's a foul ball back. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty. Troy Homan at the plate. Bottom of the third, 0-0 tie with the Rushi Raiders. 2-2 count. That one's high and inside. Full count now to Troy. Trying to get a little something going here in the third inning with two outs. Caden Homan on deck. Caden with a single his first time up. This one comes to Troy, and that's a called strike. That looked like it was not going to be in the zone, and it curved right in there and got him. So strikeout looking for Troy. We have played three innings, tied at zero, back with a fourth after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why, farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery versus Rushi. Game two, tied at zero, going to the top of the fourth. For the Rushi Raiders, it'll be 2, 3, and 4. Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin, and Hayden Quinter. Left-handed batter Cordonier. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes. Shortstop. That one's a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. The tournament drawing is tomorrow, and it is done by the coaches. So we'll see how that works out. That one's down low. Three balls, no strikes. Rex, you need to throw us a strike here. You've been doing it all game. Missed on all three pitches so far. That one's a little high. So a leadoff walk for the Rushi Raiders. And that'll bring second baseman Braden Monin, senior, coming to the plate. Hayden Quinter on deck. Monin at the plate. That one's a little high, and Riggs throws behind the runner at first, but he's back just in time. One ball, no strikes. Braden Monin at the plate. Rex Leverett on the mound for the Indians. Grizzy in at third base looking for the bunt, and the batter showed bunt. It's a little high. Two balls, no strikes. Monin steps back in. Cordonier at first base with a lead. Rex goes to the plate, hit and run, and that foul just fouled down the third baseline. So it'll be two balls and a strike, and Cordonier will go back to first base. Monin will go back to the batter's box. So with a tournament drawing, the way the tournament's going to go, the better seed will host the worse seed as they match them up. That one's, he showed bunt, pulled it away. Three balls, one strike. Braden Monin at the plate. So Indians are about 50-50 playing in the MAC, and I think we at least have a chance of hosting a game in the tournament. Rex Leverett comes to the plate. That one's lifted into the gap between down in right center field. That one will roll to the fence. Troy Homan chases it down. Cordonier comes around, and he is in for a score, and Braden Monin slides into third with an RBI triple, and it is 1-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Still nobody out. Hayden Quinter, the third baseman, will come to the plate with a runner at third. Nobody out. Jude Counts Pitched a one-hitter in the first game against the Indians that we lost 15-0. He'll be on deck. Hayden Quinter at the plate. That one's a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Grizzy a little in on the grass at third base. That one's a little out. Two balls, no strikes. We need to get that strike pitch going here, Rexy. Nobody out. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at third. One run in for the Raiders here in the top of inning number four. That one's a chopper to shortstop over to first in time for the out, but easily scoring is Monin from third base, and it is 2-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. One out now. Jude Counts, the first baseman, will come to the plate. Zeb Schulze will be on deck. One out. Beautiful pitch by Rex on the first pitch. Called strike right at the waist. One out. That's also a called strike. Another nice pitch. Bases are empty after the sacrifice. Two runs in for the Raiders. Jude Counts at the plate with a no-ball, two-strike count. Zeb Schulze on deck. And that's a swing and a miss. Drops it, and Riggs throws it to first base to get him to complete the strikeout. Two away. Catcher Zeb Schulze, followed by Adam Haney. Two outs, nobody on. Riggs and Rex out at the mound. Getting a little strategy going here. Schulze with a single his first time up. That one's a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Sun's out now. Got to make it a beautiful day. It was nice with the cloud cover. That'll make the players on the field a little warmer. That's a nice pitch. Called strike. A ball and a strike to Schulze. Junior catcher for the Raiders. That one's a curveball that comes right across the plate. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth, or top of the fourth, excuse me. And that little outside, I thought that was a good pitch, but from where we're off to the side, so it's a little tough to see. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rex Leverett pitching for the Indians. Schulze at the plate. He'll lift that one foul out of play over the screen out toward the parking lot. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Rex will come to the plate again. That one's lifted again, just not quite the same place, but over the first base dugout. Again, 2-2. Two outs. Schulze ready. Rex. And that one's a base hit right up the middle across second base. And a two-out single will put Schulze at first base. And Adam Haney, the left fielder, will step to the plate for the Raiders. Senior batting left or right-handed, excuse me. And he'll step in. So we have two outs and a runner at first now. Two runs in already for the Raiders. That's a foul back to the screen. One ball, no balls, one strike to Haney. Micah Greasup on deck if they get that far. Rex checks him out, throws over to first, dives back. Schulze good and dirty now. Rex on the rubber, glances back over at the runner. Runner goes. That's a hit and run. Right to Alex Dews. He'll throw over to first for the out, and that is three away. So they score two, leave one on base. We've played three and a half, going to the bottom of the fourth. It is 2-0 Rushi over the Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Back here at the Stockade, Indians are batting for the fourth time, trailing now 2-0. The Raiders put a two spot on the board in the top half of inning number four. And I'm feeling some runs here for the Indians. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at least, I think, coming up for the Indians. Caden Holman, the designated hitter, batting out of the three hole in this game, designated hitter. Sophomore, followed by Caden Grizzy, then Alex Garkey, then Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby, Rex Leverett, and Alex Dews. We hope we get that far, and maybe we'll have us a little lead. So 2-0, Indians down, and lefty sophomore Maddox Gubo still on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Indians have a couple of hits off of him. And Holman will step in, Caden Holman. And he'll lift one or hit one hard over to the shortstop. And he'll play it pretty well in time. So one up, one down for the Indians. First pitch swinging. So it makes me think we're going to be a little aggressive at the plate. Caden Grizzy now will come to the plate. Alex Garkey on deck. One out, nobody on. Slow curve. This lefty has he doesn't throw hard. He has a pretty good curve, and it almost looks like he's lobbing it instead of pitching it. Just kind of an interesting delivery. That one's popped up. Infield, third baseman has it. Two up, two down for the Indians. We need to get something going here. Get this two-out rally going. Alex Garkey is coming to the plate. Second baseman this game for the Indians. Gavin Fowler on deck. Two outs, nobody on. Indians down 2-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Lefty sophomore Maddox Gubo pitching for the Rushi Raiders. And Garkey lifts that one hard, going deep, and the left fielder makes a dive for it. It rolls to the fence, and looks like they might have timed up that slow curve finally. And Garkey puts one out to the fence and has a double standing at second base, and that'll bring Gavin Fowler to the plate. Maybe he can time one up too and find a gap and get it past him and get a run or two in. So we got the start of a two-out rally going here. Alex Garkey, again, he was the only hit for the Indians in the first game, and he starts off here his second time up. He puts one out to the fence. Gavin Fowler at the plate now. Two down. That one's down in the dirt, but the catcher blocks it. So Garkey stays at second base. He didn't even try to head toward third base. Kevin Fowler back in. One ball, no strikes. Gubo on the mound. Checks Garkey. And he'll foul one toward the first base dugout. One ball, one strike. Gavin Fowler followed by Riggs Toby. Let's get at least that many at the plate here. Runner at second base, scoring position, two outs. Slow curve, fouls that one off to the right and out of play. One ball, two strikes. They just need to get that curve timed out. And I think we can get a bunch of hits because that ball is not coming in quickly. It's not a hard thrown ball, but it has apparently a lot of movement on it. So if we can just get it timed, we can make some contact and get something going. So Gavin will step back in. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at second base for our Indians. Swing and a miss. And that is the end of inning number four. So we get us a runner on base, but we do not get anywhere with it. And we've played four complete. It is now Rushi 2, Indians 0. Back with a fifth after this.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wien IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries and you'll be all set to face the day. Wien IGA coffee and fresh donuts, the best way to start your day every day.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at the Fever Family Complex in the first game. We had a little bit of a dedication there. Finally got that accomplished after a year and a half. It got rained out and rained out and rained out. Micah Greasup will lead it off for the Raiders. He lifts one high into center field. Troy Homan moves around, adjusts himself, comes around and has it. One up, one down on one pitch. Rex Leverett still on the mound for our Indians. That'll bring up the number nine batter, the pitcher, Maddox Gubo. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. One up, one down for the Raiders here in the top of the fifth. That one's a little inside. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Felix Francis on deck for the Raiders. Gubo hits one. Just foul down the third baseline. Say about a foot foul all the way down. That went out to the bullpen where they're getting ready to go down. And somebody's warming up out there, but I'm getting ready to warm up, but I can't tell who it is. So that one's a little check, almost a check swing hit back to Rex. Easily gets it. Flips over to first, gets him by about five steps. two up, two down for the Raiders here. They'll bring up the top of the order, Felix Francis. He has he was hit by a pitch to start the game and then thrown out trying to steal. And then he grounded to shortstop. That one hits him. So he's been hit twice. And he'll stroll down to first base. That'll bring Braylon Cordonnier to the plate. Two outs. Cordonnier, the shortstop, batting left-handed. He has flied out and walked. He is heading for second again, and we do not get him that time. Ball gets away, but he's in head first and not going anywhere. He wouldn't have made it anyway. But so they have a runner at second in scoring position again. They lead 2-0, the Rushi Raiders do. Batting here with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Shortstop Cordonnier at the plate. Ball and a strike to him. Monin on deck. That one's back to Leverett. Sharply hit ball. Rex with a great play off the mound. Flips over to first, and it's one away, or three away, so we'll be back right after this with bottom of inning number five.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back at the Stockade, where we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail 2-0 over the Rushi Raiders. It'll be Riggs, Rex, and Ducey. Riggs Toby stepping in to start it off. Lefty Maddox Gubo still on the mound for the Raiders. And Indians still trying to get that timing down on his curve, because that's just about what every pitch is. It's kind of a not a his. I think that might have been his fastball, and I'm going to guess it's upper 60s. So it's not, like, real fast. One ball, one strike to Riggs. Rex on deck. That one's inside. And low, I thought might have hit him on the leg, but he didn't head for first, and the umpire didn't send him. So two balls and a strike. Yep, they did decide that it hit him. I thought it did, but I'm 50 feet away. No, I'm 100 feet away, so those guys are right down there, so he will head to first base, being hit by the pitch. That'll bring the pitcher, Rex Leverett. Rex is pitching a pretty nice game here today. So the Coach Flippo for the Raiders is coming out to talk to him, to the umpire, and he's kind of arguing a little bit. So they're just doing some discussion and pleading his case. And I've never seen a manager coach win an argument with an official. So I'm pretty sure that ain't going to happen this time. Now, sometimes you do when they check with the other official, but that isn't what happened here. So Rex will step in. Pitcher against pitcher. Goubeau comes to the plate. Rex puts that into right field. Right fielder moves a few steps and has it. So Rex got it timed and got the bat on the ball, but got it a little too much under it. One away now. And we have a runner at first base. He moved a little bit, but obviously stayed with it being play being right in front of him. That'll bring Alex Dews, the shortstop, to the plate. He's had a couple of really nice plays today. And Goubeau comes to the plate, fools him with the first one. Swing and a miss, strike one. No balls and a strike. One out, one on. Alex Dews at the plate. Leadoff batter Reese Wendell on deck. He'll throw over to first and back in plenty of time. Riggs will go if given the opportunity, but he's not going to be really looking to cause a lot of trouble on the base paths. That one's a slow curve. Stayed a little bit outside, I think. A ball and a strike to Alex. That one's outside. Two balls and a strike. One out. Riggs Toby at first after getting controversially hit, I would call it. The Raiders manager kind of disputing that. That one reaches out a little bit behind it and under it, fouls it back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Leadoff hitter Reese Wendell on deck. 2-2 pitch. Goubeau looks in, gets a sign, looks over at Riggs. Comes to the plate, and he lifts one and two. It's going to drop in the gap between right behind second base between center fielder and the right fielder. And looks like the Indians might be getting that curveball timed up. A one-out single puts runners at first and second. Riggs at second, Alex at first, and Reese Wendell will come to the plate. He struck out looking in the first, and a hard shot that the second baseman jumped up and caught just as it was going past him in the third inning. And he's looking to get himself an RBI or two here. Reese Wendell, Troy Homan on deck. One out. And he'll hit that one. That'll get past the second baseman. And we are holding the runner at third base pretty wisely. Coach Eink running halfway down to home plate and putting up the whoa sign for Riggsy. That'll load the bases. So we have Riggs at third, Alex at second, Reese Wendell at first with a single, and Troy Homan with a chance to drive in some runs here. He has popped out to the second baseman and struck out looking. And the Rushi Raiders coach, Coach Flippo, will come out and they'll talk it over at the pitcher's mound, trying to get his pitcher calmed down a little bit, but mostly to put some strategy into what they're going to do. If it's this, you go home. If it's this, you go to first. Get that out. They're getting things sorted out there. Umpires are letting them have plenty of time. Now the home plate umpire's strolling slowly that direction. Now he's actually walking down the first base line. So he didn't have to even get too close to it for him to figure out that he was going to put an end to it. So everybody will come back to where they were. It'll be Riggs at third, Alex Dews at second, Reese Wendell at first, and Troy Homan at the plate. Goubeau back on the mound, ready to go. Lefty, one out, bases full. That one's down in the dirt. Blocked easily by the catcher. One ball, no strikes to Troy Homan. Looking to get a couple of RBIs and maybe tie up this game. Indians down 2-0, bottom of the fifth. And he swings and misses. Did not get that curveball. One ball, one strike. Gubo with a very tricky curveball, but we're getting it timed up. We put the bat on the ball pretty well the last couple of innings. We're just looking to bust this open a little bit. And maybe we can right here with Troy Homan. And he fouls one over toward the Raiders dugout. One ball, two strikes. One out. Gubo battling Troy Homan. Troy batting left. Gubo pitching left. One ball, two strikes. Bases full of Indians. One away. And Troy hits one hard, but it's right at the center fielder. He has it with no problem at all. And Riggs tags and scores. Pitcher was a cutoff man. I thought he might throw home. If he had, the first and runners at first and second might have headed to another base. So it is now 2-1. And Troy Homan with a sacrifice fly puts a run in there. It's two outs now. Runners at first and second. And Caden Homan, who had a single in the first and grounded to the shortstop in the third inning. Homan, then Grizzy. Caden, then Caden. Two outs now. Runners at first and second. Looking to get another run in here and at least tie the game. That one drops in there for a strike. Caden Homan looking to get this timed up and be another one of our Indians to get a base hit. That one drops down before the plate. A ball and a strike. Caden Homan steps back in. Two outs, two on. One run in for our Indians here in the bottom of the fifth. And he'll step off the mound and throw back to second. Alex Deuce strolls back and steps on the bag with no problem. One ball, one strike to Caden Homan. Keep putting the bat on the ball, buddy. That one's down in the dirt, gets away from him, and rolls up the third base line. Alex might have been able to make it, but it would have been one heck of a play. So he safely stays at second. And Reese Wendell, of course, is at first. That one was down in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now to Caden Homan. Caden Grizzy on deck. 2-1 pitch from Gubo. He has his sign. And he'll come to the plate. That'll be a swing and a miss. Gets away from the catcher, but nobody's going anywhere. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the Rushi Raiders have somebody going out to warm up. I don't know who's the catcher and who's the pitcher, but it looks like 21 Hayden Quinter might be going out to warm up. Unverfirth is going out there with him. Two balls, two strikes. And he reaches out. It's that one. Second baseman makes a nice play on one that almost handcuffed him. And that's out number three, but the Indians get a run. We played five. It is 2-1. Rushi Raiders over our Indians.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at the battleground, and our Indians put up a run in the bottom of the fifth inning and now trail the Rushi Raiders 2-1. For the Raiders, it will be 3-4-5. Rex Leverett still pitching for the Indians. Braden Monin, the second baseman, will step in to start it off. Rex comes to the plate. That one's hit hard. Troy Homan going back, has it. One pitch, one out for Rex Leverett here in the top of the sixth inning. Pitching pretty well. I think they have three hits and a walk. We've hit a couple of guys. Rex has only struck out one, but he's making them put the ball in play, and we are doing okay. That one's lifted foul, kind of out over the first base dugout. No balls and a strike to Hayden Quinter, third baseman. He's made a couple of very nice plays today. Jude Counts on deck. That one's been a little inside. A ball and a strike. Nice pitch by Rex. He's been, as I said, pitching very well today. One out. Nobody on. Hayden Quinter, then Jude Counts for the Raiders. He'll swing and just nip one, and it hit Riggs, I think, hit him right above the left knee, and I don't know if that's the knee he had some problems with, but he's going to try to walk it off. The good thing is we did have Mason Diller catch the first game and did a very good job, and has caught another, at least one other game, and so we know we have a capable catcher if Riggs opts not to keep playing. So we'll see how this goes. I think he's going to tough it out, but we might see how it goes, and he may come out after this inning. It obviously hurt him pretty good because it caught him just above the shin guards up on his thigh on his left leg, and it hurt from here, let's just say. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. That's a foul back. Count stays at 2-2. Lifts that one foul over the first base dugout out into the driveway. Still 2-2. Got a few of those foul balls back in. Rex will come to the plate again. Ooh, that was a pretty good pitch, but must have been a little inside. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one man out here for the Raiders, top of the sixth. And he'll foul that one back out of play over the screen. Count stays, three balls, two strikes. Full count to Quinter. Another one fouled out of play. So besides the obvious three balls, two strikes, that is five pitches. I think this will be pitch number 10 to Quinter. That one's a called strike on the outside corner. I don't know why he wasn't swinging at that one. That was a nice, nice pitch. So that is out number two. And Jude Counts, pitcher in game one. He pitched a one-hitter, had a no-hitter going into the fifth, and Alex Garkey got a leadoff single, but that was the only hit for the Indians in a 15-zip loss. And he'll promptly put a two-out single between third and short, And he's at first with a single. Zeb Schulte, the catcher, will come to the plate. Adam Haney on deck. 26. Two outs, runner at first for the Rushi Raiders. Zeb Schulte comes to the plate. Runner going. That one's way outside and gets past Riggs, and the runner is easily at second base. Probably would not have gotten him if Riggs had come up with that. He got a pretty good lead. So scoring position again for the Raiders. Riggs comes to the plate. I think it's two balls, no strikes. Schulte at the plate, Haney on deck. That one hits behind the plate and skips over Riggs's head, and counts will move to third base. So we have two outs, and I believe it's three balls, no strikes. And Rex needs a strike. Pretty good chance he'll throw one, and a pretty good chance the batter will take it. That one's a little high. So Schulte with a two-out walk, that puts him on the corners. And that'll bring up Adam Haney.
Now
Micah Grease up on deck. Two outs, and Coach Eink is going to go out and talk to Rex. Get the infield out there, and the runners and batter and on deck batter are going to come over and talk to Coach Kevin Flippo over here by third base. Next week we have Monday at Arcanum, Tuesday hosting St. Mary's, Thursday we're hosting Versailles with the completion of the game. I believe is that 4:45, is that what they said? Okay, they'll start at 4:45 or as early as they can, and then after they complete that game, we were on top of the fifth. They're going to play as much of the next game as they can. Should be enough daylight to get in a full game, but depends on how long the first one goes. Then Friday, we're at Delphus St. John's, making up the game from early April. And on Saturday, we'll host Tri-Village. So big week scheduled. We hope the weather will cooperate. We have two MAC games that we need to get in. The other ones we'd love to get in. It'll be Adam Haney. Two on, two outs. Runners at first and third for the Raiders. They lead 2-1 here, top of the sixth inning. We got the first two batters out, and then a single and a walk, and I'll call it a wild pitch, puts runners on the corners. Haney, then Greaseup for the Raiders. Two outs. Rex comes to the plate. That one's fouled. Out of play. Over the first base dugout. No balls and a strike. Rex checks runners. Looks in, checks again, comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Rex is a pitch away from getting out of this inning. No balls, two strikes. Haney at the plate. Micah Greaseup on deck. Rex looks in. Checks runners. Comes to the plate. That one's a called strike. I thought that was strike three. Oh, they called timeout somewhere. Okay. Never mind then. I missed one. Sorry. I didn't realize they called a timeout somewhere. No balls, two strikes now. That one's a swing and a miss. And that's a strikeout, and Rex gets out of the inning. And they leave a couple of runners on, so we've played 5.5 going to the bottom of the sixth. It is Raiders 2, Indians 1. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
We're here at the battleground again, and it is the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians have two innings left to get this thing tied and go ahead and hold the Raiders. Indians down 2-1 here, and we bring 4, 5, and 6, and hopefully 7, 8, 9, and 1 to the plate here in the sixth inning. It'll be Caden Grizzy, Alex Garkey, Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby, and Hope Moore. Caden Grizzy has a single and flew out or popped out to the third baseman. Caden Grizzy putting the bat on the ball today. And we're kind of getting this lefty slow curve timed out. And he rips that one pretty hard, but pretty much right at the center fielder. A couple of steps, and he has it. So Caden Grizzy has hit the ball hard every time, but he has one hit to show for it. That'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate. Alex has flown or popped out to the second baseman and hit a double to out to about four hop to the fence. And he just is a little below that one. Fouls it back to the screen. No balls and a strike. Gavin Fowler on deck. One out, nobody on. Looking for base runners. He rips that one pretty hard. Again, right at the center fielder. So we kind of have him timed, and we're putting the bat on the ball. But those two, you know, hard hit balls, if they hit the gap, they're going to be running a long time. But they were both right at the center fielder. Between the two, he probably didn't move 10 steps. And they were fairly high and had plenty of time to get to them. So two outs, bases empty. Gavin Fowler, Riggs Toby on deck. Lefty Gubo, ouch, plunks him on a slow one. That's got him limping. I thought it hit his up on his thigh, but he reached down and grabbed his knee. He is limping toward first base. He's trying to walk that off, but he is not gonna be able to do that. We're gonna get us a pinch runner, I am sure. So he's kind of, and he's not quite to first base yet, and he's standing there. He's gonna go over to first, but I don't know. If somebody hits one and he needs to run, they're going to have to get a wheelbarrow to take him. I think we're going to send Mason Diller out to run for him.
Pinch running, number 13, Mason Diller.
Kind of hesitate to do that, or maybe he's putting Mason in, and Riggs is going to bat, and maybe Mason will go behind the plate, because if Riggs takes another shot and he can't do it, and if we've already used Mason, we might be in trouble there. So we'll see. So Gavin Fowler, after getting hit in the knee, left knee, obviously hurting. He's still limping, but he's doing a lot better than he was trying to go down to first. Man, that was ugly. So hit by the pitch, he goes to first base, and that'll be Mason Diller out running for him. Riggs Toby struck out swinging and got hit by a pitch his last time up. That one's down in the dirt and blocked nicely by the catcher. One ball, no strikes. Zeb Schulze behind the plate doing a really good job back there. Gubo throws over to first. Mason Diller back in time. Gubo the left-hander, so he's looking right straight at the runner at first base. That's Mason Diller running for Gavin Fowler. That one's curves right across the plate. A ball and a strike to Riggs Toby. Two outs, runner at first. Rex Leverett on deck. Riggsy at the plate. Diller at first. That one gets past him, past the catcher, and bounces right straight back to the catcher. He throws down there, but it gets past the second baseman. That would have been a very close play on something that I thought was going to be a gimme, but it hit the backstop and rolled right back to the catcher, and he came up firing. So Mason Diller at second base. Two balls and a strike to Riggs Toby. Rex Leverett on deck, two outs. Indians down a run, tying run at second base right now. Looking for a base hit out of Riggs Toby. And Rex Leverett on deck. Let's get at least that far. That one's down. Three balls and a strike. Man, if we can get that slow curve timed. Of course, we did the first two batters, and they both flew out to the center fielder, but we need to get us a good old base hit here. That one's outside corner strike, called strike. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Bottom of the sixth inning, Indians down a run. 2-1 to the Rushi Raiders. Left-handed pitcher Maddox Gubo has gone the distance for the Raiders here. He'll come to the plate again. Riggs will swing and miss, and that is the end of the sixth inning. He got out ahead of that one. So that will be out number three. We leave a runner on base. We've played six. Indians trail 2-1.
At Beanie Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to the battleground, the stockade, the Fever Family Athletic Complex. Game two, Indians trail 2-1, going to the top of the seventh inning. And for the Raiders, it'll be 8-9-1. Micah Griesup, Maddox Gubo, and Felix Francis. And the Indians looking to hold them and score some runs. Rex Leverett looking to complete the game. He's given up four hits, two walks, and hit two batters. He's only struck out two, but he is throwing strikes, and the fielders are fielding, and we're doing a pretty good job here for him. Noticeably better than the first game, where the Indians had all kinds of problems throwing strikes and getting outs, had a bunch of errors, and we lost 15 to nothing, I think. Something like that. It was terrible, I can tell you that. So it'll be for the Rushi Raiders, Micah Griesup, the right fielder, stepping in to face Rex Leverett. Top of the seventh. And he hits one hard past the third baseman into left field. And he'll round first and just kind of pull himself back. Leadoff single for Micah Griesup. That'll bring Maddox Gubo, the pitcher, to the plate. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. And coach is out there. Let's see here. Looks like they're going to put Cooper Unverfirth will be coming in for the pitcher, to bat for the pitcher, Maddox Gubo. So, nobody out. First man on for the Raiders here in the top of the seventh. They lead by a run. Indians looking to shut them down and come up and get a run or two or three in the F. We won't need three if we hold them down. We'll only need two to win the game. Rex Leverett again on the mound for the Indians. And Unverfirth now batting for pitcher Maddox Gubo. He looks to rigs through behind him at first. I thought they had him, but the ball squirted away. The umpire didn't make a call, so he may have been going to call him out if we held on to the ball. But so, one ball, no strikes. Caden Grizzy in at third, looking for a bunt, and he puts it down, and it rolls foul on the first base side. So, ball and a strike. That had stayed fair, we would have probably gotten the runner at first, but the sacrifice would have worked and moved runner into scoring position. And in a 2-1 ball game, one more run can make a whole lot of difference. So everything resets. One ball, one strike. Unverfirth at the plate, batting for Gubo. Shows the bunt, pulls it back. Two balls and a strike. Rex Leverett pitching very well today in game number two. Grizzy in a little at third. He'll probably charge when the pitch comes. Yep, he's charging. That one's bunted down the first base line. Rex will go over, play it, and get the runner at first base, but they do what they're trying to do and move that runner into scoring position. So Micah Griesup is now at second base, and they will bring the top of the order, Felix Francis, to the plate. One away now. Braylon Cordonnier on deck. He shows bunt, pulls it back. One ball, no strikes. One out, runner at second. Raiders lead by one, and they're coming in from the bullpen from the Raiders, and I didn't get the numbers, but probably will be taking Gubo out. That one is a called strike. One ball, one strike, one out, runner at second base. Felix Francis at the plate for the Raiders. That one's a called strike. Two nice pitches in a row from Rex. One ball, two strikes. Francis, the leadoff batter for the Raiders. Cordonnier on deck. 1-2 pitch coming from Rex. He'll foul it at the plate. And that hit Riggs on the foot. And that was the right foot. He got hit on the above the shin guard on the left leg last inning, so he's taking a little beating here. So Rex ready. Riggs is ready. One ball, two strike pitch again. That's lifted foul over the first base dugout. If they got a dollar for every one of those, they wouldn't have to work next week. There have been 5,000 balls hit over the first base dugout today. Rex comes to the plate again, 1-2 pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip, but Riggs has it. So that's two outs. Big, big out for Rex there.
Now batting number 24, Braylon Cordonnier.
So the number two batter, Braylon Cordonnier, the shortstop, will come to the plate. Junior batting left-handed. Runner stays at second. Two outs now. Yep, calls it a strike. Thought it was a good pitch. He puts his right hand out there. I'm pretty sure that was a strike. Yep, no one. No balls, one strike. He didn't say it. It was a little hard to tell, but he held up his fist in his left hand and the one on his right hand. No balls, one strike to Braylon Cordonnier. Braylon Cordonnier. Rex comes to the plate again. That one's hit. Second baseman has it. Easily over to first. Plenty of time. And that is out number three. So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Indians trailing by one to the Rushi Raiders. Back with the Indians rally, coming back to win right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed infusion treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile IV medications compounded on our premises. We do insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back here at the battleground where the Indians are coming up in the bottom of the seventh, down by a run. It'll be 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that should give us enough runs to win this game. It'll be Reese Evers will come in to bat for Rex Leverett. And he will start off, followed by Alex Deuce. Reese Evers is going to step in. That means if we do tie it up, we will have a new pitcher, probably. It might be one of those, you can put them in and take them back out, but we'll see. Hope we don't get that far. We just need to score two runs, and we'll win this game over a tough, tough Rushi Raiders team. And they have a new pitcher out there. It is Braden Monin, hard-throwing right-hander. That was a... We haven't seen one within 20 miles an hour of that for this game. Another one. First one was a ball. That one's fouled out into the parking lot again. That's at least the 100th ball out in the parking lot today over the first base dugout. A ball and a strike. Receivers. And that one's a little above where he swung. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to receivers. Indians needing to get one to tie, two to win. And he fouls another one out in the 101 out in the parking lot. If somebody didn't pick all those up, they're going to, whoever mows that grass is going to be shooting baseballs all over the neighborhood. One ball, two strikes. And he hits that one, bounces in front of the plate. Pitcher plays it on a high hop and gets him at first base. One up, one down for our Indians. That'll bring Alex Dews to the plate. Alex flew out to center field and got a single in the fifth inning. So seventh inning, we need something going on here, and Alex Deuce is the man. That one's high. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Reese Wendell on deck. Troy Homan after that. Caden Homan after that. Lifts that very high in the infield. Shortstop's coming in, fighting off the sun, but he makes the play. So two up, two down. Indians down to our last out.
Now batting number 99, Reese Wendell.
Leadoff batter, Reese Wendell. Single his last time up, has struck out and hit a hard shot that the second baseman jumped up and caught on a line drive. As I said, a base hit his last time up, swing and a miss on the first pitch. Braden Monin throwing hard. That one's a little high, a ball and a strike. Indians down to our last out, but we only need one run to tie and two to win. That one's high, two balls and a strike. Reese thought about it, and then thought better. Monin ready. That one's high and outside. 3-1. Reese will be looking close at this one because he wants to hit one, but he will take a walk. And he swings and misses on a nice pitch across the plate. Full count now. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Last chance for the Indians. And he lifts that one into right field. Right fielder settling and has it for out number three. So that is it. And the Indians lose in a heartbreaker here in the second game, 2-1. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Welcome back to the battleground where our Indians lose 2 to the Rushi Raiders. The second game lost 2-1. Raiders scored 2 runs in the 4th inning. Indians scored 1 in the 5th. And that was all the scoring. The first game was a whole lot different from that. Raiders scored a bunch, a lot of times. They beat us 15-0, I believe, in that first game. We're not going to talk much about that anymore. This one was a lot better. Rex Leverett went the distance for the Raiders. They got 5 hits. We walked twice, 3 struck out, 2 hit by pitch. And so Rex, 5 hits, held him to 2 runs, only walked 2, struck out 3. Through strikes, the defense did their job. Indians also had 5 hits. We struck out 5 times. Looks like we didn't get walked, but we did get hit by a pitch a couple of times. And we left 5 on base, but just a really good game played by the Indians here in game number 2. A whole lot different from game 1. So the Raiders got things, they kind of got under our skin, and we made errors and couldn't get things going. But this game was just a lot better. So we did lose both games. The first one was terrible, and this one we had a real good chance to win it. Had their starting pitcher pitched 6 innings. Maddox Gubo, the sophomore, slow curve. And we finally timed it up. We kept putting the bat on the ball, but there were 2 in the last couple of innings that we hit hard, but out to the center fielder, and he played them both without moving much at all. So we did get it timed up and put the bat on the ball, but we just couldn't get things going. So then they brought in Braden Monin and finished off the seventh inning, 1-2-3. So what we have coming up, tournament drawing tomorrow, and I think the Indians, in my opinion, have a decent chance of having a home game for the tournament. The top, whoever we're paired with, whoever is the better seed, will have the home game. Next week, we play at Arcanum on Monday. And on Tuesday, we're hosting St. Mary's. Thursday, we're hosting Versailles. We're going to complete the game from early April. That was suspended in the top of the fifth with hail. And I think the Indians are down 4-0, 5-0, but whole completely different set of pitchers and batters. And it's, you know, we're 10 more games into the season. Everybody's got a little bit more games under their belt. So I like the idea that we have a chance of beating them. And that's going to start about 4:45, and that should give us time to get another full game or as many innings as we can playing them, so they don't come over and play for a half hour and turn around and go home. So we're going to play the completion of that game, and then we're going to play hopefully a full game, but if it's not, we'll play as many innings as we can before darkness says we have to quit. Then on Friday, we'll play at Delphi St. John's, and that's the makeup from 4 weeks ago, I'm going to say, April the 11th, and we'll play up there. And that's on Friday. Saturday, we're hosting Tri-Village, 11 a.m. single game. So, again, we have 5 games scheduled. We absolutely have to get those MAC games in. If we can't get them on the day that they're scheduled, we may have to cancel something and work around it. But we'll do the best we can. Those have to get in. And then tournament drawing, I don't have my sheet here. I believe the first game would be the following week on Tuesday, the 14th. So we're about 10 days away from our first game, but we have 5 more games in between there scheduled. So and if it's if we have a little bit of time, they might even try to do a little practice game with somebody on the Monday. We'll see how the weather cooperates. 5 games scheduled: Monday at Arcanum, Tuesday hosting St. Mary's, Thursday hosting Versailles, finishing the suspended game and starting a new game and playing as many innings as we can. Friday at Delphi St. John's, and then Saturday hosting Tri-Village. So away, home, home, away, and home. So get out to as many of those games as you can. I want to thank Dave Kalp for helping us with game one. And that helps a bunch when he comes in and helps, and or Harold Feely and Bubba. But Bubba's on his way to the to Anderson to try to win a little money on the Kentucky Derby. So Calpe and a bunch of the other guys are heading down to the Reds game this evening, and the bus will be probably already left, I'm guessing, or pretty close to it. So good luck to those guys. I don't have bail money, so everybody be careful. And so, like I say, I want to thank him. I want to thank all of our sponsors. And definitely want to thank Reese Guggenbiller for taking care of all the electronic stuff and not making mistakes like I do. I'm full of them, and he hasn't made one yet. He is error-free for the entire season. So I want to thank him. I want to thank all of our sponsors, and we'll be back. See you next Monday.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. always send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.